Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Thanks again for listening. This is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries, part four of Why Is It Jesus Christ? And this may be a short message, but I want to just continue on that theme that I was just on. There are 12 places in the New Testament that I have identified that drive this theme home, that God, though He is so awesome and incredible and to be feared, let Him be your fear, let Him be your dread. We almost should be speechless when we talk about Jesus Christ, but yet with Him, we are alive and we can do things like this, give these messages and walk with Him and have this. He set us free. Glory to God. 12 places in the New Testament, and it's all throughout the Bible. There's probably hundreds of these. You could find hundreds of places in the Bible, but 12 specific places in the New Testament where the things on earth that are highly regarded end up for eternity not and in the worst place possible, which is, okay, but if you're low, the things that are low and not regarded highly and that are poor and the broken and the suffering and those that on the earth just call it low, those things end up high. So that's a generalization, but there are specific verses where Jesus actually says this. There are things that happened while He was alive, truths that He presented. This teaching is on my website. It's, you know, Who Receives the Gospel is the title of that teaching. But basically, it's that same theme that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians that it's incredible to think about. And why am I bringing this up? Well, I want to present this to people that might have the objection. It's like, well, why would I come to Jesus Christ? I mean, all I see is there's the Protestant and the Catholic churches. I don't want that. That's gross. That's awful. That's much of that is dead religion. I don't see much good things, many good things. In fact, I see people who are weak, who don't even, they don't have anything that I want. Why would I become a Christian? You know, what these places in the New Testament where this truth is presented is a warning, I think, to all of us that don't look at mankind. Don't look at these things. You know, seek the truth. Seek the real answer. Seek Jesus Christ. Go straight to Him. Then you'll find out. And that goes back to what I said earlier. A personal, secret relationship with Him. Just you and Him. That's the key. That is a absolute key. If someone doesn't have that fact, they don't have a relationship with Him. And it's a question of whether they will make it to heaven. Someone can believe in Jesus Christ and not make it to heaven. The demons believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. They know He's Lord, and they're going to spend eternity in hell. So this is a serious thing. And let me give just a few examples. Of course, when Jesus was on the earth Himself, it was the common people and the working people and that accepted Him, that followed Him around, that not all of them, but most of them, and his 12 disciples and so forth, they were not the educated elite, right? Who opposed Him? Well, the people who were educated, the lawyers, the scribes, the Pharisees, all of these people, they had totally opposed Him. They had Him killed. So that's an example. That's a big example. But many more things like Jesus said, the things that are highly regarded in this world are detestable to God. That's big. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. That's a classic example of the man on the earth had everything, rich, lived in luxury. He ended up in hell. Lazarus was the lowest of beggars, ended up in heaven. So these are just a few examples. But again, we don't want to pick out specific things in the Bible. You really want to look at the big picture. You want to find overarching truths. And so we see this again and again in the Bible that those who are high on the earth end up low, and those who are low on the earth, they end up high. In fact, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor, those who are." That's different. But He said, "Woe to you who laugh." now. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you when men speak well of you. He said, blessed are you who weep, who mourn, who are hungry, who are all these things. Blessed are you. What's he saying? He's saying, blessed are you who know you are nothing without God Almighty and Jesus Christ, that you're a sinner. He gave the parable of the man. One man said, oh, thank you, God. I'm not like other men. I don't do this and don't sin and all this. And then another man said, be merciful to me, Lord. I'm a sinner. That's the second one, is the one who is justified. So these are important truths. That's all right there for us to read. It's incredible that it's all in the Bible. But let me say this. This leads to the next truth. Someone doesn't even need a Bible to find God Almighty through Jesus Christ. In fact, get this. Today, this is generally a statistic that is fairly accurate, that tens of millions, hundreds of millions, even more than a billion people on the earth don't have a Bible themselves, and or they cannot read. They are poor. They don't have books. They don't have computers like we do in the developed world. They don't have these luxuries. They are trying to survive. They live off the land. They grow their food, or hopefully, but if they don't, they're just trying to make it, to get water, to get food. They don't have electricity. I mean, that's our modern world. Now, and then in all of history, it's been that way too. Let me deal with that in the final message.